This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana. Innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Allahumma an ya'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha'u nafsin la tashba' wa du'ain la yusma' rabbana la tuzigh qulubana بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي يا ربي آمين. We're going to do two things today actually. We're going to finish سورة الملك إن شاء الله because there's not many left for us. Then I'm going to take you a little bit about Thanksgiving because I'm getting questions, should we do, should we not, what is it? So I'm going to share with you what is Thanksgiving as a holiday and then I'm going to talk to you about the shukr. Gratefulness, gratitude for us as Muslims. So let's finish with Surah Al-Mulk. What do you think I'm going to do next week? Let's see if you guessed. Noor needs a lot of time. I wanted to do something to finish before the holidays. Yeah, so what I'm going to do, let's see. I'm just testing. No. Okay, last time. Huh? No, it's going to be small. Okay. I'm sorry? Yeah, actually, I'm going to do every week. 1 week, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ 1 week, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and 1 week, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Because this is very common. 1 hour should be more, well, should be enough to cover at least what we need to learn. And then we'll break for the holidays. And then, inshallah, when we come back, we'll see what Allah will open. طيب. So again, cap it quickly. We said Surah Al-Mulk, Surah that is Al-Munjiya, the one, the saver, the one that is protector, the one protect me from punishment of the grave. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that there is a surah chapter in the Quran, 30 verses, whoever read it will be saved from the, or protected from the punishment of the grave. He used to read it every night. It's not part of the adhkar of before you go to sleep. It's not like when you go to sleep, you have to read Surah Al-Mulk, but try to do it as much as you can daily, preferably, let's say, if you pray Isha at home, excuse me, at home, make it part of your reading. But don't make it every night because you don't want to never single out something with an act of worship unless there is a proof for it, because then people will tell you this is bid'ah. So basically, maybe one day you will do it in Maghrib, between the Sunnah and the Maghrib, and then you finish it in Isha, something. Yani, just try to make it as part of your day. That's the whole idea, because it will save, inshallah, from the punishment. So last week, if you remember, we covered the second page, which basically is Allah is talking about himself, subhanah. Right? So, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. We talked about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the, facilitated the earth for us. Remember, I told you I was traveling, I was driving, and I was seeing how Allah made everything easy, soft, smooth for us. So that's number one. Then he talks about, so the second page, mainly Allah talks about himself. And the more I know about Allah, subhanAllah, the student this morning in the Aqidah class, because we're teaching the Aqidah Tahawiyah, and Aqidah Tahawiyah is actually parts. So the first thing is that Imam Tahawi talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a good amount of it. Then he talks about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and the rest. So I was asking the students today, okay, we finished what we talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we started with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So I said, what did you learn? I'm not saying, don't tell me what he said. What did you learn as a human being? It was beautiful answers. And one of them, she said, and beautifully she said, now I know who's Allah. It was very, very powerful to me because we all think we know who's Allah. Of course we do. But reality of the things, I don't know if we really know. All of us. Meaning, I know if I ask you who's Allah, you're going to tell me he's the creator, he is. Yes, for sure. But is he really? I know who is he and who I am. So the second student, the other student said, you know what? I know who I am now. That's it. If you know who are you and you know who is Allah, then you learned. Whatever affected your heart and moved you that direction, that's the whole idea. This is actually what Surah Al-Mulk does. Because it keep reminding me who is he. So at first, that verse number 15, he's the one who created the earth and made it facilitated for us to live the lulam, famshu fi manakibiha, move, walk through it, and look what he created for you. Then he comes and asks me a question also about him. If anything happens to you, who's going to save you? And the food you are eating, who gave it to you? And I'm not giving the ayah, I'm giving you the concept, right? And I always think, when I travel, if there is turbulences, what do we do? What do we all do? The dua. Even the non-Muslims, oh God, oh gosh, whatever, right? That's it. That's what he's saying. Are you safe? Do you think you are safe? If anything happens to you, will you be able to save yourself? Which is so true, but we don't think of it. And then the food we eat every single day, whatever you are drinking, whatever dinner you had, any of what you had, right? Who gave it? We don't think of it. Of course, it's food that I'm eating. We say Alhamdulillah. We say Bismillah. But it's routine. Alhamdulillah, it's a good routine. At least we're not complaining. But it is not the Alhamdulillah, which I'm going to share with you, coming from the bottom of my heart, that says really, Ya Allah, lak alhamdi, put it in front of me. So that second thing he's reminding us, that he is the one who saved you, only one who saved you, and only one who can allow things to happen to you. He is the only one who feeds me, and he is the only one who can take this away from me. Then he takes me back, verse number 19, that look around you. He keeps telling me in the Quran, this is a repeated phenomenon in the Quran. Look around you. And we all look around us, but we don't see. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ. How many birds we see? How many ducks? How many geese? Especially here, right? Sometimes you go to the ocean, sometimes, especially in the morning, what do you see? Whales, right? طيب. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ. Yes, you did. Yes, you see. Yes, يا ربي, I saw. And why he's saying, don't you see? Meaning, what did it do to you? Yes, you are seeing it, but what did it do to you? Why do I look and I say, I say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. But I'm saying Subhanallah, and I'm really feeling Subhanallah, and I am nothing. So, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ. Again, I told you last week, whenever, because the flight, the airplane is basically a bird. It's the same concept. Right? Who's holding it up there? Yes, whatever, all the physics and everything, but reality, who's holding it there? It's actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And then he comes, remind us, and in case you wonder, look at, and I'm just summarizing from last week, 23, he comes and says, he's the one who created you and gave you hearing and vision. Why? Yeah, but why he's telling me this? Because you're not seeing around you. That's what he said. Don't you see? Don't you see? And he said, I gave you all this. What are you doing with it? Right? And he said, قُلُوا وَالَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ. He's the one who created you. جَعَلَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very few of you are grateful. Which we're going to talk about it in the second part. And then, the question that's repeated in the Quran is, I think, 6 or 7 times. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. This is a mocking question. And sometimes even you hear it these days, which is sad to hear. So when is this going to happen? That's what they asked the Rasul, because he was telling them all this. They didn't believe, okay, you're going to be punished. So normally what you say to your child, when you are trying to make someone don't do something, either you're going to tell them, if you don't do it, I'll give you something, or you're going to get hurt, right? So this is the concept in the Quran. You don't believe this is Jannah. There is a day of judgment, or the horror of day of judgment. So Rasulullah was telling them this. What did they respond? When is that? Oh, let's see. Of course, not in this word, but in this concept, Mata Hadha Al-Wa'd. And if you do just a quick search, there's a beautiful app called Ayah, verse. You put the Ayah and it's going to show you everywhere in the Quran. So this one is repeatedly, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. The disbeliever looked at Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, looked at the believers and says, okay, fine, you believe it, tell me when. And never Allah answered directly at all. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. They even asked him directly, when is the hour? قُلْ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. The knowledge of it only with Allah. I don't know. So here he says, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. This is 25. So after all this, Here you are. He created you. Tabarak. Blessed He. This is Jannah. This is Nar. Look at around you in the earth. This is who's Allah. Keep looking. Keep looking. Think. And then you're mocking. When is this going to happen? And look at the response of Allah. Of course, telling the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, humility. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. There is nothing wrong with saying, Allah knows. And you say, who I am. And he said, وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. This is verse number 26. I am but a clear warner. Why did he say, نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ? Because that's what Allah told him. And that's how Allah described him. He did not brag about himself, alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Allah repeatedly say, what we send you is basically a warner or a person who is going to give glad tidings. So he responds, what do I learn? Who I am, I say it. Don't brag about yourself, this and this and this. And don't put people down. Who they are, right? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he scares us every time. Like subhanAllah, I was reading this and I was reviewing Surah Al-Ahqaf, and then I looked at the sky and there was, it's all, it was cloudy today. It was a beautiful day and then suddenly it became very cloudy. So you look up, and this happened at the time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Every time he looked at the sky and he see wind coming or he see clouds, his face changes. And normally if you live in a desert, when there is clouds, you need to be very happy. Why? Rain. Because it's rain. And in desert, where is the rain? Even here, like, you know, we don't have a lot of rainy season. And his face changed, and Sayyidah Aisha asked him, why is that? Right? He should be very happy. He said, how do I know this is not the punishment that destroyed the people of Ad? Because Allah said it, when they saw the rain, the wind coming to them, they were very happy. He said, هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطَرُنَا. This is winds and this is clouds going to bring rain. Allah responded, بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. No, there is no rain. This is what you were asking for. مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ. When is the punishment? This is a wind that's going to bring severe punishment. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, a man who always knows the Quran, lives the Quran, that's what he said. He always, and inshallah, the whole idea of what I'm trying to do, it's almost going to be a year. So at least you know the concepts. You know what concepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for us in this book. And then when something happens in my life, something I want, something good, alhamdulillah, something test, alhamdulillah also, then I'm going to bring the concepts from the Quran. And this is how I live the Quran. But many of us, the Quran is a foreign concept. Even those who know Arabic. Sometimes even those who have it. We need to move the Quran from being a foreign concept to being my daily life. The real daily life. Not only the verses that serves the purpose. If I ask the woman, they know 3 or 4 by heart verses from the Quran. And if I ask the man 3 or 4, every man knows it. Because it serves purpose. That's not how it should be. It should be the concepts in the Quran. I need to know it because that's what he wants me to learn. So Allah here said, فَلَمَّا رَأُوهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. This is verse 27. فَلَمَّا رَأُوهُ زُلْفَةً, when they saw the punishment coming close, سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, their face changes, changed the disbeliever, and said to them, this is what you were asking for. And it's repeated in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they ask for the punishment, when they see it, look at what's going to happen to them. Now for me, I don't want to be scared, but I want to be reminded. There is a difference between scare and reminder. ذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind them. Because reminder benefit the believers. He didn't say benefit al-kafir. Even me, even you, even us, alhamdulillah, we are believers, but we get distracted. We forget. How many times something you have done it so many times, still after a week or two, if you didn't do it, it's like, oh, let me see. A recipe. You haven't done it for 6 months. Like, let me pull it out. I haven't done it in a while. Reminder is good. So when someone reminds you, don't get offended. Alhamdulillah, Allah is giving you a free reminder. There is two ways Allah reminds us. You know that? One is somebody say something to you. Many of us don't like it. Second, huh? Exactly. He put it, he hit me on the head. I call it. He tests me with something I don't like, tough, hard, whatever. And then I was like, oh. So which one is easier? Absolutely. Someone comes to you and says, don't do that. It's not pleasing to Allah. We all get offended. Majority of us, I shouldn't say. Majority of us get offended. Who is she to tell me this? Who is he to tell me that? Let him look at himself. Let her. We become defensive and we attack. Versus, even if it is not true, I was like, alhamdulillah, let me think about it. So hear what Allah says, right? You denied, you mocked the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, fine. When you see the punishment, like Anna, when I was reading this, again, I don't want to scare you. It's a holiday season. We need to be happy. But you always have to remember that the moment of death. Have you seen people dying? The last breath, before the last breath comes out. It's very scary. But when I was reading this, it's like what the person who's dying, and he or she knows they are dying, and Allah knows what they see, what do they say? Here, they didn't say anything. Allah said, okay, here you go. That's what you were denying. And then they mocked Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the verse 28. Because they mocked him. They said to him, right? Okay, you think Allah will... actually, not only mocked him, they made dua. Go, may Allah perish you. And then he responded, قل Allah responded, قل أرأيتم أن أهلكني الله ومن معي فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. What a beautiful answer. Someone looks at you, or someone looks at me, right? And say, go, may Allah, and they made a dua against you. What do we normally do? Huh? Yeah, but may Allah forgive you in that meaning or in the other meaning? No, because it has another meaning in the culture. And the culture has another meaning. If you said, may Allah forgive you, that's alhamdulillah, you're a beautiful heart. But where he respond, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he never took things personal. May Allah teach us this. Never took anything personal. They said, go, may Allah perish you. He said, okay, if Allah will take me away, and the people who believed in me, will you be saved from the punishment? That's the verse. Did you see the answer? It's not about me, it's not personal, right? It's the concept. I'm telling you, believe so you will be saved. Fine, I'm gonna die. Is that gonna save you? Why you're doing this, it's not gonna benefit you. Something I learned when someone attacks me, how I'm gonna respond? It's a lot of learning, subhanAllah, in this as you go deeper and deeper. And then he tells them, this is what we all have to know at the end. At one point when someone is arguing with you, debating with you, you really need to know when to stop. And you need to stop in a beautiful way. Because what he said, look at number 29. I'm going to give, this is what it is. This, at the Tabarak, he said, I'm going to give you the summary of everything. Say, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنِ. He is the most merciful. أَمَنَّا بِهِ. We believe in it. وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. And we rely on him. And you will know. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. You will know who is the one who is going astray. Right? Somebody looks at you. Imagine, do we respond this way? Someone is looking at you. You do this or you don't do that. Or you dress like this. You're going completely, I don't know what happened to you. Sometimes we hear this, am I correct? And there's way harder words, I don't want to share it, right? Normally what do? We get upset, right? And if it's somebody I can't respond, I will respond. And if it's somebody I can't respond, what do? I get sad and cry, right? And I get weak and people are mocking me. What did he respond? هو الرحمن وآمنا به. Even they used the word الرحمن, the name of Allah. Didn't say قل هو الله وآمنا به. It's also right. Right? He's the all merciful. I believe in him. I rely in him. Right? And you will know who's going wrong. You know who's right and wrong. What is this? Strength, faith, manners, honor. Honor. You know, they go low, you go up. Wallah. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And the last one comes very to the point, not hard, but to the point, and gives you the summary back to Allah. Every time you drink water, ask yourself this question. It's a question, hadha. The last verse in Surah Tabarak is a question. Rhetoric one, no answer. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. See. Meaning, I'm telling you. That's another word form in the Arabic language. I'm telling you. If your water becomes inaccessible, who's going to bring you water? Who? There's no answer. But the answer is Allah. Do I believe in this? Real. Of course I believe. Of course. If I ask you, you're all going to tell me Allah. But really, when you are in your home, we lived it. SubhanAllah, I was reading and preparing. The movie of COVID came to me. Completely the whole. Remember? Right? We couldn't leave. And we had to, somebody brings us with no touch. Remember how you wash your hands? Allah, SubhanAllah, right? But who removed it at the end? 2 years, this humanity could not do it. He did it after 2 years. That's of his rahmah. He didn't make it 10 years. And his rahmah, only some few millions died. It could be billions. So here I am. Imagine this is the last thing I'm reading. I'm going to bed. I'm sleeping. Right? What is it going to tell me? Whatever I'm thinking about makes me worry, anxious, sad, whatever. You know, life full of this. But then he brings me to a simple question, makes everything irrelevant and makes everything even smaller. The water downstairs in your fridge, if you decide to take it out of the fridge, who's going to bring it back? You come down and there's no water in your house. No water, right? What do? Panic, calls the companies. Allah knows when they will come and do it. Meanwhile, no water. Because he did not allow it. Did you get the point? So Tabarak, that's why it's Tabarak. Or Al-Mulk, both. We need summary, glorify him, know him, remind yourself of him from everything around you. Everything around you. Everything around me should remind me of Allah. Now the beautiful weather we are having, right? Last week I was in Washington, D.C. Suddenly, snow. The usual stuff, the whole memory came back to me, right? And I was like, SubhanAllah, what a blessing we are living. Beautiful. This should remind me of him. Should not make me spoil. And oh, so Tabarak would save me. And I kept looking, why are Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said Tabarak saves from Adab al-Qabr? Yes, there is the hadith. But what is in it? You know what's in it? If I follow every verse of it and I remember Allah in every moment, what is the result? Thank you. I will not disobey him. So there will be no punishment in the grave. Did you get the point? Yes. Because I kept saying, طيب, يعني, there has to be something deeper than the hadith is based on something. So I kept looking. Finally, I found that somebody said it. It is because it's a constant reminder of why I am here, who is Allah, where I am going, everything around me. Needs to bring me back to him and his majesty. And then that's it. I am not going to disobey him either because he's a Rahman, out of shyness, out of feeling not right, or and love, or out of fear. If the water is in my house, It's, if it's not going to be accessible, nobody will bring it except him. I better obey him. I better know him. I better put him as a priority. Again, one of the students this morning beautifully said it. Natural. She said, what I learned in this aqidah, I need to put Allah number one in my life. We all say he is number one. Reality. Is he number one? I'm asking. Is he number one? Yes or no? Try that politically correct. We're trying, right? I didn't say, are you trying? Right? I said, direct question. Is he number one or he's not? Allah ya'fu anna is not. Allah barak fik. Right? I wouldn't say all the time, but I will say, I'm honest. I'm talking about myself. I don't know you. Yani, I don't know you reality at home on daily life. But number one all the time, I will say, I wish. I will say, Ya Rabbi, give it to me. Right? But am I really also trying? Hadham, I don't know. Am I really trying? What does trying mean? I'm doing my best. Meaning, I'm analyzing every step and everything I am doing. I'm looking and says, did I make this decision because Allah is number one? Or I made this decision because I like it? Or I love it? Or I don't like it? Or everybody else is doing. If I do this just for a week, the answer will come easily. And when the answer comes in, inshallah, at least I'll make dua. At least I will make dua. Ya Allah, as'aluka hubbak. Ij'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wal ma'al barid inda al-barq, inda al-dhamma. Makes, Ya Rabbi, I ask you to love me. I ask for your love. And I ask for the love of everyone who loves you. And I ask that you become and your love become more important than the cold water when I am thirsty. This Allah is number one. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, remind us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, each one of you remind each other as much as you can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, we walk one step, Allah comes running. So the second thing I want to talk to you, alhamdulillah, it worked very well with the time. What is Thanksgiving, by the way? How many of you were born, raised in this country? Yalla ya Rani. What is Thanksgiving? What is Thanksgiving?
It's our genocide. I'm native to this country, so it's our genocide.
Fine. Just a second. So, what is Thanksgiving? There was definitely right to what the sister said. But what is Thanksgiving? It's a national holiday, right? Why? That's the question. Why we're off on Thursday? To spend time with family. That's not the original plan. Okay, when did it start to become a national holiday? Wallah. Right? And هذا مو القرآن, we're living here. Don't they teach you in time? So basically, there's two stories about it, right? You will hear a story, you know when there's two people see things differently, and everyone, but this one is, if you, just go to Wikipedia. Come on. I mean, just go to Wikipedia and put Thanksgiving. Well, they will tell you it is a holiday, right? In the about 18th century, where it starts in, some says it starts in Virginia, or some said it starts in Massachusetts, in Boston, right? When the settlers came in, now there's nothing about the genocide, right? They had harvest, and the harvest came out very well. So they were thanking Allah. It's thanks. It's shukr. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do they eat turkey? And corn. Billah. You all halal turkey, everybody starts making. And then you don't know why it's turkey? Anybody? Yes. Because it was started in Boston, Massachusetts, that's what they eat. That's the common food there. So if you read, you will hear all this. But then you have to dig down, and then the massacre comes in. And that's in the 1600. So when they came, the settlers, who was living here? The Native Americans. So they had a treaty with them. And then they broke the treaty, and 700 people were killed in one day. And they were happy and thanking Allah for the victory. So there's two sides of it. Okay, so there's two sides of it. Number one, it's not a religious holiday, because this is a very common question. People ask, should we celebrate? I said, what do you mean by celebrate? Right? What do you mean by celebrate? It's not a religious holiday, number one. Number two, the concept of thanking is part of our deen, right? But we don't have a day for thanking. We are? Should be. I love how we praise ourselves, thanking every day. Well, okay. Maybe you, and I'm talking about myself. Well, although Allah said it, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah said it, very few of my servants are grateful. So for me as a Muslim, the concept of thanking Allah in one day is not part of me. This is not. I should be grateful every day. Because, and I'm going to share with you some beautiful things about shukr. So what do I do on Thursday? The reason it is in the fourth or the last Thursday of November, of course related to economy. So they can kick the holiday seasons of shopping earlier. And that's why there's a Black Friday afterward. Or Cyber Monday or whatever, Tuesday. Fine, okay, go and buy. Yani, it's not haram. So far, what should I do on Thursday? For us as Muslims, right? Well, the reason we get together, because, yeah, but why? Exactly, because everyone is off. Schools are off, colleges are off, people are traveling. They come because it's a whole week. They come and see their family. So if you take this, there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing maybe, I don't have to do the turkey and whatever and whatever and whatever. I'm going to make it a dinner because my family is here. But I need to remind myself, am I thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? And I need to remember the injustice. The word genocide should resonate with us these days. Right? So imagine 400 years from now, people will say 2023, 2024, right? 40 plus thousand people were killed. Those were 700. So now for me as a Muslim, this is how you don't say everything is haram or everything is okay. Analyze it, think of it. This is how even when you come to the tafsir of the Quran, especially tafsir Ibn Kathir, there's something called Israeliyat, which is stories from Bani Israel. What's our position toward them? If they go parallel, agree with what we believe in, you take it. And if it does not, you don't, right? So we don't celebrate Christmas, that's for sure. Why? Because we don't even believe he was born in December. He was born in summer because Allah told her, Huzzi ilayki bijid'in nakhla, shake the palm tree. When does the dates comes? When does the dates become ripe? It's not in the winter, right? It's in the summer. So for me, I don't celebrate Christmas itself, and also it is a religious duty. I mean, religious holiday. Of course, it's not, everything is becoming commercial, unfortunately. But for me, Thanksgiving, okay, I need to remind myself three things. Number one, the concept of being grateful, the concept of injustice and genocide. And then take care of your family. So when I'm getting together, because I had this question, this is actually why, one of the reasons, because somebody, she said, I got invited and they say, it is Thanksgiving, should I go? That's what the question I got. And I was like, what is Thanksgiving? This is how it is. You analyze what it is. What is your intention? I got someone invited me for dinner. I'm going to go. Why it is Thursday? Because everybody is off, right? All my family is coming. But I wouldn't specify, again, turkey and whatever, because this may be related to the genocide, right? And I stay away from it. So let me tell you a couple of things about shukr since we are talking about Thanksgiving. What does shukr in Arabic mean? Naam, shukrat al-dab. The origin of it, when you feed the animal, and the animal becomes, gain weight, and looks healthy. The Arabs say, shakarat al-dab. The animal is grateful for what you have fed her or him. Meaning?
Giving back.
Huh? Close. It shows. Pay attention to this. When I read this, not today, I mean, when I learned it, walillah alhamd. Gratefulness is Allah sees, He sees, but He sees it clearly. You're grateful. That's what shakarat al-daba, you see. Even if you have a cat or you have an animal in the house and you say, oh, she's well taken care of, meaning it shows on her body or his body. So shukr for us. Now let's talk about Islam. That's what you need to remember on Thursday. Not because it is big, but it's a reminder. The name is a reminder. Thanksgiving. Am I thankful? And you're going to say, well, maybe I am, but I just don't know. And I'm going to say, okay, three things. Three things needs to be used in my body, then I am grateful. My heart, my tongue, and my body itself or my limbs. What does that mean? My heart, the most important one, should do what? Should be pure always, but what related to gratefulness? Related to gratefulness. Wallah, I'm speaking French today. As if this is the first time ever. It's okay, alhamdulillah. My heart should do what? Feel the blessing. That's 50%. This blessing should be connected with Allah. تَشْكُرُ الْمُنْعِمُ. You are grateful to the one who gave you the blessing. So number one, you have to know it's a blessing. And number two, I didn't buy it. Allah gave it to me. He created it. And He can take it any minute. This is extremely important. So you will never, ever be so grateful to yourself or to somebody else before Allah. So, for example, a patient comes to me and says, if it wasn't for you, I will not. And I was like, don't say that. First is Allah. تشكر المنعم. القلب. And this is a very nice statement here. He said it. I want to read it to you. Some of it I want to read. الاعتراف بالنعمة باطنة. They say, you acknowledge the blessings internally. Especially the youth. Especially those of you who were born, raised here. Because it's extremely, and I said the word extremely, extremely prosperous in majority of us, walillah alhamd, kind of living. Anything you want is accessible. And majority of people can buy it. And this makes me entitled. Do you know the word entitled? What is entitlement? I have the right to have it. Is not, it's a blessing Allah gave me. And this is really all of us have to remember, because He can take it in a minute. That's why I keep telling you, remind yourself of COVID. Keep reminding yourself of COVID, because He took it out in a minute. Going out became an issue. Seeing my friend become an issue. Going to buy shopping became an issue. He took it. Suddenly, all of it, right? Yes, it's a virus, whatever, but originally, who let it go? Who let it happen? So, al-i'tiraf, internally, when you see something, and it's beautiful, Ya Allah, alhamdulillah, I can see. And especially when you see people disabled. And that's what is the dua when you see someone disabled? على كثير من خلقه. All praise to Allah. Say this. I mean, pay attention to what I'm saying. So I see somebody, let's say, you broke your leg and you're on a scooter, right? Or you're on crutches momentarily. And then you see someone walking. Or the other way around, you are walking and you see somebody on wheelchair. First thing, Alhamdulillah, الذي عفاني مما ابتلى به غيري. All praise to Allah, He saved me from what He tested the others. Right? وفضلني على كثير من خلقه. And He have favored me upon so many of His creation or His creation or His people. Why me? You see somebody who has Alzheimer. Why not me? Right? You see, you're driving a new car and the other person doesn't have a car. Why me? Entitlement comes. That's why I brought the word. Because you say, I worked hard for it. Yeah, true. We cannot deny it. But who put a barakah, the blessings in your hard work that it brought the fruits? That's Allah. Because there's a lot of people who works hard and nothing comes out. Right? How many people read the same, study the same, they go for the exam, that somebody comes in top or somebody didn't pass. They all put hard work. So number one, al-i'tiraf. And this, if we work on this, the rest will follow. When you really believe it is from Allah, you will never say, I did it. You will never say, I worked so hard to raise my children. You never say that. Yani the people who their children did not come out as they were hoping, did not work hard, did. Some did, but Allah for a reason. So connect the blessing you have with the source. Second, which we all do, walillah alhamd, is we say alhamdulillah. The third is the major problem. Major problem. When Allah gives us something, we use it to disobey Him, then we are not grateful. He gives you money, you go and buy, let's say, you go and buy a phone. A phone is a ni'mah, by the way, right? All of us made our life much easier. A lot of things are much easier, more convenient, right? Alhamdulillah. But then, what do I use the phone for? Right? He gives me eyes. I can see beautiful eyes. People look at you and say, wow, look at her. That's a ni'mah. Because some people are blind. Some people don't see well. Some people don't have beautiful eyes. What do I do with my eyes? I watch all the haram. How am I grateful? Same thing with the mouth. Same thing with the ears. Same thing with my body. Third, yani most of us, walillah, alhamdulillah, it comes out. Alhamdulillah. And this is good. But the two others, we need to work on it. That always I connected with Allah and I do my best to use it the way it pleases Allah. And I give always this example. Youth, very much eager to get married. And they should, inshallah, Allah will, whether a man or a woman, right? It's part of the sunnah. It should. It actually protect them. Right? They make dua. They ask everybody. The parents does that. All of it. Then they get married. What is the first thing they do? In the wedding, they disobey Allah. Dress code. What happens there? And you know, sometimes when I see this, I say, Wallahi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Wallahi, You are Rahim. Wallahi, You are Ghafoor. I'm seeing it. Because I think me, you, right? You give, I'm begging you to give me something. Like, so, I'm begging you. Finally said, you know what? Okay, take it. Take it, alhamdulillah. The next thing you do, you take it and you purposefully, not accidentally, planned, and you throw it on the floor. What will happen? Me or you? You will never give it to me again. What do you say? You don't deserve it. Right? You don't know the value of it. Don't we all say that? He gives me what I want. He gives me the job I want. He gives me the college I want. He gives me the husband. He gives me the house. Whatever of the dunya. Alhamdulillah. Why do I use it to disobey? Subhanallah. And that's the most important thing. And then I'm going to say a couple of verses in the Quran, which we all have to know, is you want more, be grateful. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. It's a statement of condition. You do this, you will get this. You're grateful, Allah will give you more. وَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, ungrateful, my punishment is severe. He didn't say what's going to happen. So you want more? Allah gave you one thing, Allah gave you whatever. I mean, for the youth, gave them the thing they want, whatever they were asking, dying to ask their parents. Finally, they said yes. You want more of that? Then be more grateful. First thing we should do, when Allah gives us something we want, small or big, what is it? You prostrate to Allah out of gratefulness. That means you did this first. You felt it's from Allah immediately. You remember? I mean, I'm sure many of you, how many of you love soccer? Right? What do these days, if the Muslims are playing, right, and they score a goal, what do? They prostrate. It's beautiful because they have been playing for 90 minutes, right? And this is the last one. They will win. And they didn't say we were very hard. Do I go immediately? Gratefulness to Allah. You want more? Be grateful. You complain from A to Z. And you don't use it, or I don't use it. The way pleases Allah, I'm telling Allah, take it away. I'm telling Allah, take it away, because that's what He said, right? And I'm going to just share it, because we only have, subhanAllah, a few minutes. But I'm going to just share with you a couple of sayings from righteous people. It was beautiful. Look at this. A righteous man asked a righteous man, how did you wake up this morning? Let me see. I asked you. Of course, all of you say, alhamdulillah. But really, I asked you, I said, how are you this morning? What are you going to tell me? Oh, I woke up, I have a headache. Oh, I have a long day today, right? Oh, you just look at my to-do list. Oh, I have classes. Oh, I don't like, right? Am I correct? Look at what he said. How are you this morning? قال أصبحنا مغرقين في النعم. We woke up and we are immersed in the blessings. عاجزين عن الشكر. Unable to be grateful. Look at this one. يتحبب إلينا ربنا وهو غني عنا. Allah come close to us, so we love Him and He doesn't need that. ونتمقت إليه ونحن إليه محتاجون. And we do things so He doesn't love us, though what we need. If each one of us just had the concept of the first thing, we are woke up immersed in the blessings of Allah. Immersed, khalas. Alhamdulillah, we are awake. The best ni'mah, the biggest ni'mah, you know what? We're alive. The biggest ni'mah, we are alive, because at least I still can serve Allah, I can serve. But once I'm dead, I'm done. This one, which is also saying to Sayyidina Umar, he said, whenever I am tested with a test, memorize this one. And each one of us in this room is being tested. Small or big, doesn't matter. Whenever I'm tested with a test, I remember three things. Right? Number one, is not in my deen. It is not in my religion. I did not reject Islam. I did not stop praying. I did not do this or that. And you will be surprised what you see these days. May Allah protect us. Wallah, the test outside is very hard. So that's number one. Number two, I know it could be worse. Right? Anything that happens can be worse. True or false? Right? Third, which is the best one, that's the connection with Allah. And I know Allah will reward me. I know when Allah will reward me for this. That's a grateful person for a test. The last but not the least. Also, a righteous man asked a righteous man, how did you wake up this morning? All of you remember this tomorrow. كيف أصبحت؟ قال أصبحت بين نعمتين. I woke up between two blessings. لا أدري أيهما أفضل. I don't know which one is better. Let's see, Bismillah. Two. And you're going to probably think, oh, he has this, he has one boy, one girl, or he has one wife, or, right? me and you in this way. Not them. He said, ذُنُوبٌ سَتَرَهَا اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُ أَن يُعَيِّرَنِي بِهَا أَحَدٌ. Sins, Allah concealed it. And no one can shame me for it. Because nobody knows. Each one of you in this room, think about sins we did today. Did you delay your salah? Did you miss a salah? Did you bark about somebody? Did you look at haram? We don't know. Don't say it. Allah concealed it, covered it, keep it covered. Right? So that's one. طيب. وَمَوَدَّةٌ قَذَفَهَا اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ لَا يَبْلُغُهَا عَمَلِي. And people loves me, although I didn't do, Allah put it in their hearts to love me, although what I did does not deserve this. Right? When people praise you, oh, she's so sweet, she's so nice, she's so helpful, she's so smart, whatever they praise you, if they knew the reality, they will not. But he concealed it. As one of the scholars also said, if sins had smell, you will not be able to sit next to me. SubhanAllah. If sins had a smell, you will not be able to sit next to me. SubhanAllah. So yes, alhamdulillah, Thursday is a holiday. It's called Thanksgiving. The reason I say thank, I mean, the reason I start, come on in Thursday again, say, which Thursday? If I tell you Thursday, 27th of November, oh, what? But I say, you know what? It's the Thanksgiving day. Oh, the holiday. Done. So take it as a holiday, but anything happens in my life is a reminder. That's why I shared with you the shukr. Am I grateful? Am I going to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this view? قَلِيلٌ مُنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of them. Am I one of them? Ya Rabbi, Ameen. This one, I wish. I don't know. Maybe I am. But all of us can be. The answer is, can we all be grateful? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. At least I start. Start with the first. I think that we start with the first one. Everything happens to you, Ya Rabbi, لك الحمد. You gave it to me. Then you're starting the even the test. Even the test is a ni'mah, by the way. Because the test, many of us, comes back to Allah through tests. Very few of human beings go back to Allah when He gives them. Right? And that's why the concept of mutrafeen, those who are extremely rich and extravagant, in the Quran is always in a negative way. Majority of a human being, Allah brings them back by the test. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not do this to us, Ya Rabbi. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. La ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi tasliman kathira. Any questions? Yes, please.
Concealed sins.
Yes.
Do we have the right to ask a potential spouse about their history, about their past?
Well, this is a tough one. So the question, in case you didn't hear it, especially the youth in the back, do you have the right to ask a potential spouse about his past? Will you be okay if he asked you the same question? If you are okay with that, then yes. And number two, the biggest question. What will you do if you know? And what is the red lines for you? Or basically, why do you want to know? Is Allah Ghafurur Rahim? Yes. Let's assume he or she, major sin, but she repented or he repented. Isn't that enough? Right? At-ta'ibu min al-dam kaman la dhanba lahu. So very important to tell yourself, what will you do if you knew about it? If it's going to ingrain in you, or it's going to make you suspicious all your life, don't ask. لا تسألوا عن أشياء تبدأ لكم تسؤكم. Don't ask about things. When you know the answer, it will harm you. So it's a tricky question. And I will leave it up to everybody. Right? Do you really want to know? And if you know, what will you do? نعم. لا بس هو this verse is came about another thing. But some people will say yes. If I know, I can't live with it. That's fine. This is why I said, what will you do if a major answer came? The person in front of you is very honest, right? He said, I was drug addict. And I have been sober for the last 5 years. Do you really want to know? And what will, yes, you want to know, but what will that do?
Like in that aspect.
That's what I'm saying. Yani in when you need to get ready for the answer, because you asalta an azim, you're asking about a big thing. Are you ready for the answer? If you are ready, absolutely. Yes, your right to know everything, but also his right is to ask you everything. Don't get offended if he asks the same question. That's an offensive question. Some people will take it as an offense. What do you think of me? Why you are asking? Get ready for that also. So there is no right or wrong answer. It all depends. Yes, of course. Now she asked about spouse. We'll be here till 9 o'clock. Yes. If the sin is not public, absolutely is between. But is as a future spouse, again, she or he, does she have the right to ask? Yeah. She has the right, but she has to be ready for the sequences, or he has to be ready for the sequence. I was about to ask, the second is, why do you want to know? Why do we know? This is what I said, red lines for you. Or did you see things? That's different. You saw things and now you're becoming uncomfortable. That's a different story. But just to know, you have to be very careful. Yes. Can I can't hear you, my friend. Is it haram to touch the Quran without wudu? It's not haram, it's highly recommended. Some school of thought says you have to, and some says it's highly recommended. No, not during menstruation. She's saying about wudu. Yes. Any other question related to the subject, please? Nothing? Alhamdulillah. There's nothing online? Because people always online complain. Always, I get the complaints, you don't. Right. Okay. Alhamdulillah, there is nothing. Jazakumullah. Yes.
So, what is like the signs outwardly someone is thankful?
What is the signs?
What are the signs someone is outwardly thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala? It's very clear. What is the outward signs that somebody is grateful to Allah truly? Never praise themselves. Never say, I did it. Always, always, if it was not for Allah, this will not happen. I don't know why Allah gave me. I don't deserve it. Then you are grateful. And no complaint. May Allah make us. Jazakumullahu khairan. There was a question. Ya Allah, ya Allah. It's okay. It's a holiday, so we're in the holiday mood. Bismillah. Okay, now I told you. Why did you ask me this public? It's okay, Bismillah.
But if you're asking someone about like their past,
yes.
And you said that we have like the right to know if we're able to answer that question back that's asked to us. If you ask that and they say, I don't have to answer this question, Allah be khud, I don't have to answer that.
So the person responded, I don't have to answer. That's why I said, this is some people get defensive. So you have to be really careful. Then you're opening a door. You have to be very careful about it. I will not ask this question unless it is becoming very close to say yes. I wouldn't say it in the beginning. You pushed him or he pushed her. But if it is completely, then I'm going to say, okay, if he said whatever or she said whatever, will I change my mind? Isn't Allah Ghafoor or Rahim? Is it between him and Allah or her and Allah? I kept saying both because it's not about you ask the man also. And you have to get ready for if he starts asking you tough ones. And if you're not going to get offended, absolutely. And we really have to be here, fair. Like you want to know, he wants his right to know and your rights to know. He doesn't want to ask, up to you. You don't want to ask. And if he said it's between me and Allah, then if I'm asking this, I said yes, as long as you repented, you're absolutely right. But you have to live with it. This is a question you're going to live with it all your life. That's what it is. Do you really want to know? Right? I don't know. Any other? Alhamdulillah. I'm going to say Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay, good.